specter of World War III, handiwork of Washington's busybodies and hegemonist. The truth is, owing to the endless breaking news syndrome, the Ukraine matter is a national security molehill that's been transformed into a mountain. The culprit was Washington's phallic and think tanks, NGOs, military-industrial complex, and most especially, the neocon lumpen intelligentsia that has insinuated itself into every nook and cranny of the national security apparatus, from the congressional committees of jurisdiction to the permanent bureaucracy at Foggy Bottom, Langley, Virginia, and countless nodes of hegemonic power in between. Just reading that paragraph, just consider, and I can declare this topic null and void and over, but just reading that paragraph again, think about this for a moment. How is it that all the people that he mentions are actually employed doing this? And who in the hell's paying them to do it? This is a pretty good catalog of teat sucklers, parasites. The culprit is think tanks. I never understood. All right, enough of the freaking Russia memes. Good grief, people. The culprit are think tanks. I never understood what a think tank actually does. Does anyone have an idea of what a think tank actually does, other than thinks of new ways to produce human suffering and misery, usury, and outright theft, generational theft? That's a pretty good description. What do you do? I work at a think tank. Why are you taking a gun out and pointing it at my head? I'm going to do the world a favor. Boom. Think tanks, NGOs, you know what an NGO is? Non-governmental organization. Again, why do you need them? what exactly does this non-governmental organization do? Hey, oh, miniature, I'm a non-governmental organization. The Crusade Channel is a non-governmental organization. The Crusader Knights, non-governmental organization. This is Stockman's List again. I think that this is abbreviated. The military-industrial congressional complex. What do they do? Make sure that there's always a war in the offing so this $650 billion Hulk gets its funding. You know, I was going to say pound of flesh. Pound? Dude. You'd have to measure that in trillions. And most especially the neocon lumpen intelligentsia that has insinuated itself into every nook and cranny of the national security apparatus. Does anyone else, when you watch movies like The Bourne Identity and stuff, does anyone else other than me just marvel? just pretend that they actually get the size and scope of the deep state correct in the movies. Does anyone else sit there and watch them, these films and marvel at the size, just the sheer amount of bodies that they show walking into these various complexes and all this this internecine web that they have, woven all this stuff together. How did that happen? Here's a better question. Why is it still happening? You know what happens when you try to do this at your local Hooterville city or town council meeting, government, you know what happens if you try and do it there? Because people are close enough to it and they see it and they go like, what are you doing? Oh, we're hiring everyone to work as NGOs for the Hooterville local and national security defense complex. Why do we need that? We're in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, but there are threats out there and they're coming to get us. I look around and all I see is farmland and crickets. Yeah, but they're out there, and we need all this. You couldn't get away with it is the point. You'd never get away with it. Well, I suppose I shouldn't say never. There are some idiots out there. Stockman continues. In the first place, why in the world would any thinking person assume that Russia is a military threat to the U.S. and or the whole of NATO when it's an absolute economic midget, comparatively speaking? Oh, okay, actually, there's the chart from the size of the Russian economy, the Russian Federation, and the American. By the by, if Putin's really smart, and he is, what might be one way, if you're looking at that chart in the chat room, that the gold and purple lines could get closer together? Well, the gold line is America, and the purple line is the great Russian bear. If the gold line ran up more debt and then went to war and began running up more debt, that gold line would go down. So if Putin's smart and sit there, yeah, go ahead and wage whatever war it is you think you're going to wage. I'm not playing. And we're going to keep all of our assets here. And we're not going to plow them in to our army. You want another reason to secede? The fact that there are people around the world, and tens of millions of them right here on this continent, that think there's some case to start a land war in Asia. 6,000 miles. If you go to, let's say you go to the middle of the continent in Kansas, 7,000 miles away. Let that sink in. Back in 1991, when the old Soviet Union collapsed, the corpus which remained, called the Russian Federation, had a GDP of $518 billion, or about 8% of what the U.S. had. And it's not as if Russia has been on a post-communist growth tear ever since. By 2020, Russia's GDP of $1.48 trillion had actually slipped to just 6.9% of the $21.5 trillion GDP posted by the U.S. I'll just slightly disagree with Stockman here. Maybe the Russians don't prize profit in every mouse hole. And maybe they don't care what their GDP is, David. Maybe the Russians are just too busy actually trying to live an Orthodox Russian Christian life and aren't concerned about things, stupid things, nonsensical things like GDPs. GDP goes up every year. The church household income doesn't. Absolutely amazing. And then he gives more of the economic reasons why there is simply no reason why the Russians are a threat to Americans. Under another subheading, a very lengthy column here, here is the estimated defense spending of some of the NATO nations. Croatia, $2 billion. The Biden administration is going to send help to them. Why? For what reason? Lithuania, $1 billion. Bulgaria, $1 billion. Latvia, $900 million. Estonia, $800 million. Slovenia, $800 million. Albania, $200 million. North Macedonia, $200 million. Montenegro, $100 million. And Stockman goes, for crying out loud, these countries are all within the shadows of the Russian border, the American equivalent of the Caribbean or the Caribbean and Central America, and now only dare to poke the Russian bear owing to the protective shield of NATO's Article 5th mutual defense obligations. By contrast, what in the hell is in it for the national self-interest and security of the United States? Well, the answer to the question is there's nothing in it. In 1991, polls indicated that about 80% of Russian citizens had a favorable view of the United States. In 1999, nearly the same percentage had an unfavorable view. Now, why do they think this? Because we keep insisting that they're the enemy. You know, I was able to find dozens and dozens of photographs. Somebody could say, that's Russian propaganda, TKD. Dozens and dozens of photographs. You can see in today's pile of prep, President Putin at various services at Russian Orthodox churches lighting candles. Now, I know he's just doing it for show, and he doesn't really believe any of it as the propaganda goes. And, you know, and as soon as he's done lighting the candle, he goes back to slaughters a couple of freedom-seeking American kids. And he goes back to being the evil KGB guy. Well, how come we can't find any evidence of this? When the troops were, some of the Russian troops were rolling out of Moscow the other day, who greeted them at the gates of the military base? Who was standing there? An evil specter of Vladimir Lenin holding in his hand a severed head of an American with a flag painted on it. No, a bunch of Russian Orthodox priests with epiphany water pails spraying the troops and blessing them as they walk through the gates. Such a threat. And then we have this. Eric Margolis said, Lou Rockwell today, stopped the neocon from starting a war. Amid the surging tensions over Ukraine, the head of Germany's Navy had the courage to voice Europe's fears over this totally unnecessary, contrived crisis. In a speech to an Indian think tank, Vice Admiral K. Akim Schonbach proposed the Western powers inspect Russian leader Vladimir Putin and accept that Crimea would remain in Moscow's hands. The German admiral's remarks produced a major uproar in Mordor on the Potomac and tut-tuts in Europe, where hatred of Russia has become a state fetish. You know, if you listen to the Crusade Channel News today, Magdalene was reporting that Boris Johnson and some other clown in Australia are withdrawing their embassy, their emissaries, or telling them to go on high alert in Ukraine for fear that the Russians are going to invade the Ukrainian, the British embassy in Kiev and capture all the white English-speaking people. Now, this makes absolutely no sense. Why would they go in search of white English-speaking people? The Russians' actual enemies are, in order, the Muslims, the radical, the Orthodox Muslims, and the Chinese communists, the Chai Coms. Seems to me that they'd be in search of dark people or dark-colored people. Germany, Europe's leading military force and mainstay of NATO, has hollowed out its military power thanks to unqualified female defense ministers. Germany's armed forces have degenerated into parade troops. Wait a minute, I've heard this before. Armor and aircraft, once hallmarks of German military power, have become feeble toys lacking in munitions, spare parts, and capable crews. Polls show that Germans, the Krauts, have very little interest in confronting the Russians.